Hilchos Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, the laws of homicide and laws for preservation of life, chapter 7. This chapter contains 15 halachas dealing with one who has committed unintentional murder and has been exiled to the city of safety. And the chapter discusses the conduct required of such a person in that city, and also laws concerning him after he has returned to his home from that city. Halacha Aleph, Talmid Shegolo Le'ir Miklot, if a student of the Torah was exiled to a city of safety because he had killed unintentionally, Maglin Rabbi Imoy, his master, his Rebbe, is to be exiled there with him so that he can continue to teach him Torah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vachoy, and he shall live. He shall escape and flee to one of the cities of safety, and he shall live there. Aseloi Kedesha Yichya, that means you shall arrange the circumstances such that he can live there. V'chay And the Rambam said, this is the law, that a life of those who are masters of wisdom, or those who seek wisdom, so for such people, a life without the learning of Torah is no life. Such a life is considered as a death. And therefore, since the Torah specifies that he shall live in such a city, he is required to live there. You have to do what is necessary for his life. You have to bring his Rebbe there to teach him Torah. V'chein horav shegolo, and similarly, if the Rebbe was killed unintentionally and was sent into exile, maglin yeshivosa imay, his yeshiva is exiled there with him so that he can continue to teach the Torah. For to the Rebbe, too, this is not considered a life if he cannot continue to teach Torah to his yeshiva. Halacha Beis, Eved Shegolo Le'ir Miklot, if a slave killed unintentionally and he was exiled to the city of safety, Ein Rai Boi Chayov Lezunoi. His master, now that he is in the slave is in the city of safety, and he can no longer serve his master is not obligated to feed him. And anything that he earns there, nevertheless, belongs still to his master, since he himself is still the property of his master. However, a woman who killed unintentionally and was exiled to a city of safety, her husband is required to provide for her sustenance, and he must still continue to feed her. He cannot tell her, go earn money, and whatever money you earn, let it suffice for your sustenance. Elam kin hoyu maspikim lo, unless the amount of her earnings was sufficient to support her. When she lives at home with her husband, only she has the right to say, I will keep my earnings and you need not feed me. But her husband has no right to say, I don't feed you, you keep your earnings. However, she is in the city of refuge, and her earnings are sufficient for her upkeep, he can say to her, use your earnings for your sustenance. And even though this is difficult for her to go out and earn money there, since no one knows her and she's ashamed to go out looking for work, nevertheless he can say so. However, if her earnings do not suffice, he is required to pay for her sustenance. Halacha Gimel, Roitzeach Shenigmar Dinoi Lahaglois, if the murderer was judged finally as guilty of exile, and he was judged to go into exile by mace, and he died, Koidim Sheyigla, the murderer died before he could escape and go into exile, Moilichin Atzmois of Lasham, then his bones are to be carried there for burial. Even though the reason for fleeing to the exile city is so that the Redeemer of the Blood will not catch him outside of the city and kill him, and here he is already dead, nevertheless the actual reason for going to the exile city is for his atonement, not only to escape from the Redeemer of the Blood. And so here he receives his atonement by his bones being carried there. Mace Be'ir Miklatoi, if the murderer died there in his city of escape, in his city of safety, even though the Kohen Gadol has not, and the Kohen Gadol has not died yet, so he has not yet fulfilled his full obligation of escaping into exile, Kohen Moise Sham, he is then completes his atonement by being buried there. And when the Kohen Gadol will die, and therefore the atonement is completed, then the bones of a murderer who was buried there are removed from there and are taken to his hometown and buried in the grave together with the graves of his ancestors. That is in his own family plot. Halacha Dalit, Sha'ar Halavim, Hashishnim Be'ore Miklot. Other Levim who are dwelling in the cities of safety were all the cities that were given as an inheritance to the Levim. So other Levim who dwell in a certain city of safety, that is not a Levi who fled to this city because he had killed, but any other ordinary Levim who are citizens of that city, Kishayomus Achad Mehem, if one of them dies, he is not to be buried neither in that city nor within the 2,000 cubit boundary around the city. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, u'migur shehem, and the open land surrounding the city, yiyu lebehem tam, shall be for the levim, for their cattle, v'lerechusham, and for their belongings, u'lechol chayosam, and for everything that is necessary for their living. Lechayim nitnu, this teaches us that the cities were given to the Levim only for those who are living, the leilikvura, but not for burial of the dead. And the Levim, who are citizens there, are not permitted to bury their dead there, even though exiles who died there in the city are buried there. Halacha hei, reitzeach shaharag bishgoga be'ir miklatoi, if a murderer who had once killed unintentionally and now he is in his city of safety and he again killed someone else unintentionally in the city of safety, Goylaba Mishchuna Lishchuna, he is sent to exile again, but not into another city. He is sent into another neighborhood of that city. He must move from the place where he lives to some other neighborhood. Ve'ena Yetzei Min Ha'ir, and he is not required to depart from this city and go to another city, lest the original redeemer of the blood catch him outside of the city and kill him. V'chein Levi, Shaharag b'medinosoi, and so also a Levi who is an ordinary citizen of this city, and he killed unintentionally in this city, Goyle l'medino acheres, he has to go into exile, but not from one neighborhood to another. He goes into an exile, into exile, into another city, Meori Halavim, another one of the cities of the Levim. Lefisha Kulam Koyutis, because all the cities of the Levim provide refuge and safety for the murderers, Kemoshe Yisboyer, as we will study in detail in a future chapter, chapter 8. V'yim Horak Chutz Meori Halavim, if he was outside of his city, he was somewhere else, not in one of the cities of the Levian, and he fled from the place where he killed to his own city, then he has provided safety from the city because he has fled into a city of safety from the place where he was. A city of safety in which the majority of the inhabitants of the city are such murderers, it no longer provides safety. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'diber ba'oznei ziknei ha'ir ha'hi es devarav. A pasuk in Yehoshua, it says that when the murderer will arrive in the city of safety, v'diber ba'oznei ziknei ha'ir ha'hi, he will speak to the ears of the elders of that city, as the word of his words. He must speak his words, that is, he must inform them that he is a murderer who has fled to this city. And this implies that he must have words which he can say to them, and not a case where his words, his things, that he would say to them are the same as what they would say to him. That is, that they are also murderers. The same is she'ein bo zakenim. Similarly, if he could not fulfill this pasuk because the city had no elders in it, ein akeleta, such a city will not provide safety, because the pasuk requires that he speak to the elders of that city. So if there are no sages of the Torah there, the city provides no safety. A murderer who was exiled to a city of safety, and the inhabitants of that city wished to honor him. Let us say that he was some famous or honorable person before he had killed. He should decline the honor. He should say to them, I am a murderer. If they insisted, then they said, nevertheless, we wish to honor you, Yikabo Mehem. Then he may receive the honor from them. Halochiches, Hagoyla, Eino Yoitse Meir Miklote Liyoylam. The one who is in exile and who has fled to the city of safety, he is never permitted, under any circumstance, he is not permitted to leave the city of safety. Va'afilu lidvar mitzvah, and even to perform a mitzvah which requires his presence elsewhere, he is not permitted to leave the city. For instance, if he had to give testimony in some other city, he had seen the new moon and he had to go to Yerushalayim to testify, this is a mitzvah, or he had some other mitzvah that he had to do somewhere else, he cannot depart from this city to do his mitzvah. Or even if he had some other kind of testimony to testify in a bezdin elsewhere, bein edus mamin, bein edus nefoshes, regardless of whether he's testifying in a civil case regarding money or in a criminal case regarding even capital punishment, and even if he could save someone else's life by this testimony, for instance, if in some other city, they had testified against someone that he had killed, and now the accused was to be put to death, and he knew testimony that would save him, he cannot go out of his city of safety to testify. Or to rescue people who were being attacked by goyim, or miyad nor, or to save people or property that were flooded by a river, or miyad hadleika, or if there was a fire, or min amapolis, or if something collapsed and people were in danger or property was in danger, he cannot leave his city to go and save them. Even if he is not saving a private person, but all of the Jewish people, all of Israel, requires him to save them. Yoav ben Tzruya, for instance, if he were like Yoav ben Tzruya, the chief of the Jewish army in the days of David HaMelech, nevertheless, he can never depart from his city until the Kohen Gadol will die. And if he did leave even for one of these mitzvahs, he has given permission to the Redeemer of the Blood to kill him, as we have already stated in chapter 5. The Kohen Gadol, whose death releases the murderer from his exile. The same thing will apply regardless of whether the Kohen who died was a Kohen Gadol who had been anointed with the anointing oil, the Echad HaMeruba Begodim, or even if it was a Kohen who had not been anointed but had merely been appointed and designated as a Kohen Gadol to wear the extra four garments as we learned about in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Echad HaKohen HaGadol HaOiver. And it doesn't matter whether it's a Kohen Gadol who is still functioning as such, or a Kohen who has retired from being a Kohen Gadol and there is another Kohen has replaced him, nevertheless the original Kohen Gadol, his death will release him. Any one of these four Kohen Gadols that is anointed or not anointed, one who is actually fulfilling the obligations of Kohen Gadol, or one who has retired, in any of these cases, if one of these four Kohen Gadols died, Mahzir Esarot Seach, he releases the murderer and permits him to return to his own home. Avon Meshuach Milchama, however, a Kohen Gadol who is not fully a Kohen Gadol, he has only been anointed to speak to the people during the time of war. We will learn about this in Hilchis Melachim. Einay Marzir, his death does not permit the murderer to return to his exile. Mipnei Shehu Kikoyen Hedyet, because he is not considered a Kohen Gadol, he is considered only an ordinary Kohen. Halacha Yud, Reitzeach Shenigmar Dinoi Legalus, if the murderer had his final judgment and the Beis Din judged him guilty and required to go into exile, v'loy hoya shom kohen gadol, and at the time that the Beis Din pronounced the sentence and the verdict, there was no kohen gadol living. For instance, the kohen gadol had died and they had not yet appointed a new one. V'ha-horek kohen gadol, or someone who he himself killed the Kohen Gadol, v'lo hayasham Kohen Gadol acher, and there was no other Kohen Gadol available at that time, the Kohen Gadol Shaharag, or a Kohen Gadol who killed someone, he himself cannot release himself, v'lo hayasham Kohen Gadol acher, and there was no other Kohen Gadol whose death could release him. How they ailing Goylim, in such a case, in any of these cases, the murderer goes into exile, v'einam yotzim meir miklok le'olam, and they cannot depart from the city of safety forever. At no time can they depart, even if subsequently the Beis Din appointed a new Kohen Gadol and that Kohen Gadol eventually died, his death does not release them. Halacha Yudalef, Nigmar Dinoi Legolus, if however the Beis Din had given a final verdict and they had sentenced him to exile, the Achakach Meis HaKohen HaGadol, and after the sentence was pronounced the Kohen Gadol died, Koidem Sheyigla HaRetzeach, after the sentence, but before the murderer could actually go into exile, Hareza Potem Min HaGadol, he is free and he is not required to go into exile because the death of the Kohen Gadol has already released him. If, however, before the final verdict and sentence was pronounced, the Kohen Gadol died, Uminu Kohen Acher Tachtov, and then they appointed another Kohen instead of him, the Ahakach Nigmar Dinai, and after the new Kohen was appointed, they issued the final verdict against him, then he will be released and he will be permitted to return to his home after the second one died, because the final verdict was given when this Kohen Gadol was already a Kohen Gadol. Halacha Yud Beis, Nigmar Dinoi, if they had issued a final sentence and a verdict that he was to go into exile, and there was a Kohen Gadol functioning at the time, v'nimtza ha-Kohen ha-Gadol ben Yerusha oy ben Chalutza, and subsequently it's discovered that that Kohen Gadol who had been living at the time was disqualified as a Kohen Gadol, he was not valid as a Kohen because his mother had once been divorced, or his mother had been a chalutza, she had been released by her brother-in-law. Either of these cases disqualifies him, and therefore the Kohen Gadol at the time had in fact not been a Kohen Gadol, but lo kehuna, his entire being a Kohen Gadol has been nullified, uche'ilu nigmar dinoi beloi Kohen Gadol, and we treat this case as if the sentence had been issued when there was no Kohen Gadol, ve'ena yoytze misham lo'ilam, and therefore we apply the law of halacha yud, and he can never depart from the city of safety. Halacha yud gimel, reitzeach sheshav le'iroi atam when the murderer returns to his own home city after the Kohen Gadol has died, harehu kishar kol adam, he now has fulfilled his atonement and he is just like any ordinary person, he is no longer considered a murderer, v'imhor goyel hadam, and if the redeemer of the blood kills him at this time, neregalav, he is guilty and he is put to death for it, shekvar niskapeloi begalusai, because the murderer has already received his atonement by having fulfilled his exile. Halacha yud dalid, afal pishen iskaper, even though he has fulfilled his exile and his atonement has been completed, nevertheless, it does not entirely nullify it. He does not go back to what he was originally. He does not return to any position of prestige that he occupied previously, even though most positions of prestige among the Jewish people are lifelong and hereditary. Nevertheless, when he returns from the exile, it's as if he had retired from his position of prestige, and he does not return to it. La'olam, and he never returns to it. Not only that he is not automatically reappointed, but they cannot especially appoint him either. Elohareihu murad migdulasoi, he is removed from his honor, from his greatness and his prestige, kol yamav, for the rest of his life. Hoyil ubot akola zuhagdeilo al yodei, since this great misfortune has happened because of him, that someone was killed, in other words, he is punished in that he will never, even upon returning from exile, resume positions of honor and prestige among the Jewish people. However, if they wish to appoint him to some lesser position, they may do so. Halacha tezvav, afa pisha hachoyvel bi'ovir bizodein, chayev mises bezdin, even though one who has caused an injury to his father and he has done it deliberately, he is to be put to death by the Beis Din, just as one who killed any other person is to be put to death. Nevertheless, in the case of doing it unintentionally, if he injured his father or his mother unintentionally, he does not go into exile. And so also the law will be in all other cases where one commits a crime for which he is to be put to death. If he committed the crime unintentionally and he is not put to death, he is not sent into exile. Because the only case where the Torah imposed exile on someone, it's only in the case where one killed a human being unintentionally, only in such a case, as we stated previously in chapter 5.